Episode 2348 is What You're Doing Working?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy every day. I hope you've had a fabulous weekend because it is time to gear up for a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. Are you ready to lead where you need to go? I know sometimes it's hard for us to actually have a vision for our week, but today is going to be different. Is What You're Doing Working? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Sometimes your strongest discipline can become your weakest link. Is what you're doing working for you now? You know, there's this drive within all of us to push through. We want to give our all, but at what time do you change your direction and focus? Life's game plan is one that requires flexibility and adaptability. However, sometimes we can be so bullheaded that we simply do not want to change the course. Have you ever been there thinking, oh gosh, I know I got this. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. Oh yeah, I've been there. I've shared a story or two about me playing the flute and practicing for an hour. One thing I know that I would work on a measure or two and I would be like, oh my gosh, well, I had no choice. I had to get that measure one or two right. I couldn't change it. I had to practice it over and over and over again. And yes, at times you have to push through. You keep having to put in the work. But there are times in our life that we have to pull back. We have to begin to change course. But do we really want to do that? Probably not. You know, the path that is before you is rocky, but you are determined to make what you are doing work. So you push through and you push through. You're all in at what cost? Your marriage? Your own dream? Your relationship with your children? Your career? At what cost? Your dreams and goals can be lost in strength to always push through. You are not a failure if you change course. Did you hear me? You're not a failure. Just because you don't finish what you started doesn't mean you're less than. I know society has painted that picture for us over and over again. They have from the day that we were conceived because we're measured. It's calculated. Are we growing right? Are we meeting certain parameters? In fact, when you begin to change course and you don't focus on pushing through and always being all in, you are a champion in your everyday life. So stop, drop, and edit. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Stop, drop, and edit. Knowing when and following through on what needs to happen in the moment is a mark of a leader. It's the mark of a champion. It gives you permission to make a change, to make a shift, to pivot. Everybody likes to use buzzwords. Pivot is a great one. Shift is another one. I don't care what you call it, but you need to do it. Stop, drop, and edit. No, it's not stop, drop, and roll, because stop, drop, and roll is, man, we're just going to keep going. But we got a number one stop. A lot of times what you think will work flat out doesn't work. So stop. Stop what you're doing. Number two, drop. You have to be willing to drop what isn't working. And it takes guts to own what you can't perform. And I know that's hard, but I faced it many, many times, and so have you. And probably at times you have said, okay, I'm done with this. And you made a major pivot, changed everything. But you know, sometimes we just need a little bit, like a 16th of a pivot. That's not a lot, but it's just enough to get you over the hump. Stop, drop, and finally, number three, edit. Take time to make a change. Don't let what you think you have to perform and what you have to accomplish dictate how you go about doing it. My children, I know, get very flustered with me because I have a set way of doing the dishes. Yes, we're going to talk about dishes now. And you're probably like, how does this have to do with leadership and my personal development in my everyday? Well, if you want to make a change, you have to understand there are so many ways you can skin a cat. Have you heard that? Okay, maybe it's an old saying. So that's why I want to go talk about dishes. Well, yes, back to the children. I like to do the dishes a certain way. They fit a certain way in the dishwasher. You can line up the bowls a certain way, and then you get so many more cups in at the top. And then when you do the silverware, you can place them in a certain order to where it makes sense. And also, if you have like a hole in your basket, which, yeah, maybe I have one little one, then the knives don't slip all the way through and catch as you push in the tray. But you see, it drives me crazy because they'll be doing the dishes and I'll come along and I'm like, you know what? You can fit the rest of those dishes right in there. They're like, no, I can't. I'm like, yes, you can. Let me show you. And they're like, Mom, really? Now, this started at a very, very young age. And guess what? They still do the dishes differently. And guess what? That's okay. Just because they don't do the dishes the way Mama does the dishes doesn't make the way they do them any worse. See, there's more ways than one to skin a cat. Who would have thought that that's a great saying? I don't know. That's why I want to stick to our dishes. But we get so stuck in our own ways. We like our habits. We like what we have. We feel comfortable. We know how far we can push ourselves. And therefore, guess what? We stay right where we are. You can't do that anymore. Stop, drop, and edit. Because you got to be willing to take aim on what needs to happen. And that's only going to happen when you take one step at a time, which will lead you to miles of greatness, your miles of greatness. That's if you're willing to put in the work. That's if you're willing to stop. That's if you're willing to drop. That's if you're willing to edit your plan. I was watching the French Open this weekend. Yes, I had a lot of tennis going on. Roland Garros is beautiful this time of the year. And the men's championship was on. And when I was watching it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is really proving who is going to be the champion. And no, I'm not talking about who won. It all came down to a shift in the middle. You see, each player came out with a game plan. You had Stefanos Tsitsipas from Greece, and he was coming out, barreling down to take out Novak Djokovic. The first two sets, they were all Tsitsipas. He did it and delivered his game plan. But then the third set came along and something began to shift. It wasn't Tsitsipas, it was Djokovic. He made a change. He lost, was down two sets, and came back to win the championship, the French Open, his 19th Grand Slam, after being down two sets. Yet he showed no signs of being able to bounce back until the third set. And all of a sudden, it was like a light switch was turned on. He made changes in how he attacked the ball. He made changes in his response and his reaction to what Tsitsipas was doing. Stop, drop, and edit. Djokovic did what he knew he had to do, relying on his training and his strengths. But the key here was he didn't rely on the game plan. He made a shift. He pivoted. He knew what he needed to do. He gave up the game plan, the one that he carried as he walked out on the court going, this is what I'm going to do. I know this is where he's going to play things. Believe it or not, tennis, they got game plans. And when he walked out on that court, he said, this is how I'm going to do it. But it didn't work for the first two sets. So he made the necessary changes. And because of his willingness to do what it took, he is now halfway to having a Grand Slam. He's won two of them. He only needs to win two more, Wimbledon and the US Open. It's history in the making. You too can accomplish history in your everyday, in your business, in your life, but you got to stop, drop, and edit. You got to stop being so bullheaded. You got to stop acting like you know it all. You got to stop performing and start taking aim on what matters. Make that shift today. Make that pivot in your life. You're wanting to write a book. Well, what is it going to take you to do to start writing? Are you going to keep talking about it? And this isn't just for you, it's for me too. We've got to stop getting in our own way. And we do a great job of it. You want to be the next Grand Slam champion in your life. So it's time that you throw the ego aside and do what you need to do and accomplish the end goal. Take aim today. Because you know, you got it. Regardless of what way you see right now, jump in and say, you know what? It's okay if I pivot. Give yourself permission to stop, drop, and edit. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.